You wonder how long it was all going on, and you're still not sure if your Gladys is gone. You say, well, if she took him, he was never mine. But deep inside, you know that's just another lie.
And now you're kind of cold towards people you meet, cause of something that was done to you by some creep. But nevertheless, I'll say it again, that these are the people that we call friends.
Friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Before we go any further, let's be friends.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. New life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. Yeah, yeah. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Spend all the time, you know how I feel. It's a new day, it's a new life for me.
rappers say just like me. Two singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gon' yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle.
For the late delay, there's definitely a tie-up. That's what happened when you're 9 to 5. Is also about your independent freelance capabilities. Things happen. So, greetings to all. Greetings to all. Our beloved BTR family, welcome to another Thursday edition of Let's Talk with Mr. Talk, Eric Jackson, who won't be joining us today. So I hope you don't mind me filling in temporarily. This is Cloud Nation broadcasting live and direct. And today's show is entitled Human Trafficking, Modern Day Slave. We based it off of the header of a particular article that we read recently. And so if you have some things on your mind regarding this topic, you want to share it, don't hesitate to call in now, 347-838-8622, and press number 1 to talk. And we will open up your mics after the reading of the article and get you guys to chime in on the discussion. You heard a lot of music, and so it's time to just hop right into the topic. No need to delay any further. Let's start with the header. And this topic, as I said, is entitled Human Trafficking, Modern-Day Slavery. According to this particular article, it says sex trafficking in particular has become an epidemic, not just abroad, as we often think, but right here in the United States. It is an epidemic of tragic and disturbing proportions, and we have left some of our own far too vulnerable to this crime. Our children in foster care is the person who wrote that. I didn't know this experience would become such a critical asset in Congress, but shortly after assuming the role of chairman, we began holding hearings and soliciting public input on the state of this country's foster care system. One thing that became quickly apparent was that foster children are a group frequently overlooked, but one of the most vulnerable when it comes to sex trafficking. my legislation that passed the House of Representatives yesterday, the Preventing Sex Trafficking and Improving Opportunities for Youth in Foster Care Act, makes serious strides to correct these oversights and instruct states to gather data and report an instance of sex trafficking. We must stop human trafficking. Chair of the House Committee on Administration, Candace Miller, Republican representative of Michigan. She also says, human depravity takes many forms, but it is hard to imagine one more repugnant than that in which vulnerable children are coerced into prostitution by adults. Sadly, we don't have to imagine it. It is reality. Traffickers prey on vulnerable or desperate young people by offering promises of employment, protection, or a better life. They cruelly betray those promises, providing instead intimidation, physical punishment, and deprivation. I'm sorry. Their actions are truly contemptible. And negatively impact the lives of their child victims forever. They are also intolerable. We can demonstrate they won't be tolerated by concentrated and coordinated action to drive human traffickers out of business and into prison. That was a statement by Diane Black, who also says modern-day slavery in America must fight epidemic of human trafficking here at home. She also says that the federal government reports that as many as 17,500 people are trafficked into our country annually, and these estimates do not even capture the number of individuals trafficked within our borders each year. As a mother and grandmother, the thought of children being forced into what the federal government and outside experts call a modern-day form of slavery is terrifying and unacceptable, which is why Congress has worked over the past 15 years to combat the epidemic of human trafficking. While the American people are rightfully focused on their economic security and the current job market as their representatives, we also must work where we can to protect those most vulnerable to these barbaric trafficking crimes. After all, this is happening close to home than we may think. Education, resources, and collaboration are key to preventing human trafficking. Representative Joe Heck, Republican of Nevada, and Assemblyman John Hambrick, Republican of Nevada. Now, there are several other stories going on and on about it, but on this particular text. But I'm just going to put it in the room, and I'm going to open up the first mic for one of our callers who had pressed button number one. Caller, your mic is hot. It's open. Just letting you know.
Hello,
and
Cloud.
I just opened up.
Cloud.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's up, man? It's
all
fact. Yeah.
How you doing, all fact?
Can you hear me? Yeah, good topic again. So I'm going to be continue listening to you read. Oh, you finished the article?
Yeah, I was done with the article.
Done
with the first article, yeah. And I opened up someone else's mic, too. I'm not sure who it is, but I just want them to know you pressed button number one, so your mic is definitely open. Did you have anything you wanted to add so far? Yeah, that is just Michigan.
When I was calling, I was like, what you know about Too Short, man? I heard you playing that Too Short. Did you pick that or just randomly play the music?
Yeah, I can hear you. You thought you said the music. Yeah.
Yeah, Too Short. What you know about that, man?
Oh, man, I'm not going to lie. That's before my time, but,
I'm listening though.
Okay, you want to continue? Okay. So I guess I go to the second article then, which is also dealing with human trafficking, which is I found these things to be fascinating, and I'm going to post some of them in the room. The second article is entitled. Before I go into this particular one, I just want to throw this out here. You know, human trafficking, when we look at it from a broader perspective, you know, you can look at a couple of routes that are connected to human trafficking. You know, prostitution is one that we know of when we talk about sex trafficking. We can also look at drug smuggling, and mules is a part of it. And we can also look at forms of human smuggling. That's the portion where you see people migrating in, or some talk about the immigration topic, which is a hot topic right now. And people are paid to smuggle kids and adults into a country. That's a part as well. So all of these factor in when we talk about human trafficking, and I just want to read the dictionary's definition of it, because you know that always helps us to get a working definition of what we're talking about. You know, just for the purposes of the discussion. And so the working definition today that we're going to use is human trafficking is the illegal movement of people, typically for the purposes of forced labor or commercial sexual exploitation. So I think that's a pretty good working definition. That gives us a good framework to start off with. And I know some people might say, well, human trafficking, what in the heck does that have to do particularly with the black community? I'm glad you asked that question. Because one of my articles actually deals with the enormous, when I say enormous, I'm talking about scary numbers when it comes to the amount of children in the black community. Yeah, the black community has been hit too, that are missing. And you know where a lot of those children have wound up? Into sex trafficking rings. Yes. And so I think this is huge for everybody. But it hits home as well, because there's such an enormous amount of children that are coming up missing in our communities. And when we look at the foster home system and how many children from the foster homes are not counted, guess how many children from our community are in the foster care system? It's a huge percentage. Now, I don't want to get into to those numbers yet. Not yet. It's still early. But, this topic hit home specifically for me, because I just had to start looking at how many people have been really impacted. You know, you got, like I said, we've been talking about everything from the connections to human trafficking. That's, we talk about drugs, we talk about in the mules who are paid to bring in those drugs. Those are typically human beings, human mules. We talk about immigration, people who are paid to smuggle people into countries. And then we look at, like I said, sex trafficking, which is another huge topic, especially when you talk about children being thrown into a sex trafficking. And of course, if we look at a global perspective outside of the U.S., you have the labor, the child labor, and some of the adults who are paid very, very little wage to be brought into various countries and to be slaves on modern-day plantations that we call these manufacturing factories and places all around the world so that we can get our goods in Walmart, in Costco, in Target, and in some of these other larger corporations, these imports from China, and various other countries. So all these factor in to sex trafficking, I mean to human trafficking. I'm sorry, I don't want to just marginalize it to sex trafficking. So here's one interesting article. I thought people might like this one. It's a short one, so I want to read this one. And this one is entitled, Fight Over Human Trafficking Law Jeopardizes U.S. Response to Border Crisis. We're talking about immigration too. And this one you can find, and I'll post it in. This is from Reuters. And it says that the U.S. Democratic lawmakers' deep resistance to changing a 2008 law that combats human trafficking threatened on Wednesday to slow the government's response to a surge of 57,000 undocumented Central American children across the southern border. They say that our beloved president sent senior members of his administration, including two cabinet secretaries, to convince senators to back his request for $3.7 billion in emergency funds to deal with the crisis. After the meeting, several lawmakers said a sticking point in discussions of the funding request was how to deal with the 2008 law, which gives undocumented children from Central America or any country that does not share a border with the United States extra protections when they are picked up after crossing the frontier. Many Republicans said they would not approve Obama's emergency funding request if the law were not changed to eliminate legal requirements that keep the children from being quickly deported. But many Democrats insisted that measures should remain in place for humanitarian reasons, even though administration officials have said they are open to changing the law. By and large, these are children under the age of 12. You would never walk into a courtroom anywhere in America and say to a child, get up there and take the oath and decide your fate and your future. Illinois Senator Richard Durbin said after briefing, explaining why he opposed efforts to eliminate legal protections, include guaranteeing them counsel. So the looming deadline, congressional leaders have said they want to act on Obama's request this month before they leave for the August recess. Republicans and Democrats both said the government needed to act quickly, noting the steep cost of the influx. Administration officials told the lawmakers during the briefing that housing the children costs $250 to $1,000 per child per day. It's a figure that I thought was shocking, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio told reporters. The whole room you heard murmuring, people were shocked at the cost associated with this. Jay Johnson, the U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security, told reporters after the briefing that 63 of the 100 senators had attended. He would not elaborate on the briefing, adding only, it was a thoughtful and substantive discussion. Honduran officials called on Wednesday for U.S. aid to Central America to reduce violence that has fueled the surge of child migration. The foreign minister called for a mini Marshall Plan to attack broader underlying problems, a reference to the U.S. aid package that helped rebuild Europe after World War II. Obama and Vice President Joe Biden met separately with Hispanic Democratic lawmakers to discuss how to handle the 57,000 children, mostly from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, who have come across the border with Mexico. Many Democrats insisted the current law allowed the administration to deal with the emergency and that it did not need to be changed. Here's the closer. While I support this supplemental, uh, I Yeah, it's just supplemental. That's all he said. Wow. I do not support changing the law. New Jersey Democratic Senator Robert Menendez, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, told reporters after attending the Hispanic Caucus meeting. So this kind of sets us up and gives us the angle from the immigration side of things. So we get a chance to look at everything from that vantage point, which, like I said, that's a pretty hot topic. And I wanted to let Pianki know your mic is open as well, because he might have thought he was just sitting there and his mic isn't open. But, yeah, I opened up your mic too, Pianki, so I just want you to know your mic is open, just in case you wanted to share something right now. Okay, so I'll go to the next one. And the next one is basically stating that it's called 10 Things You Didn't Know About Slavery, Human Trafficking.
But did I want to, are you taking comments on the article? Before you go on, I didn't know what your process was. I didn't know if you want to read all the articles.
No. You could comment at any time.
Well, the one thing catches me out is the foster care. I realize that because when people go into foster care, sometimes those teenagers are run away and don't want to, get them and make them do crazy things, unfortunately. Another thing about the cost, well, that's about the same amount of cost that it houses a prisoner in our jail system. $1,000 a day is 30 days in a month. It's $30,000 a month. Sometimes it says it takes $40,000 a month, you know what I mean, to house the prisoners. But it's going to take costs. I mean, that may be per year. But in that environment, you have to have counseling. You have to have a lot of professionals dealing with children. I don't know if there's going to be, a big environment or these facilities. But, it is what it is. I think when it comes to children, it shouldn't be, this government shouldn't worry about the cost. We don't worry about the cost on other things. But, I mean, it's sad. I mean, when you're talking about human trafficking, you have a lot of these horny men, and a lot of them are successful men, too. They're professionally, they're successful. But personal lives suck. Personal lives are crazy. They're horny. They want a woman that they want to make a woman submit. They want to go get a woman and probably beat her and disrespect her, lock her down in the basement, probably have some kids with her. You see the man always with the child. You never hear the woman. Some of them might be like that Cleveland case that we had where the man had those three women locked down in the basement. And he had a child by one, and he was taking the child to school and everything. So, you got some crazy pedophiles, men. I mean, you got to look at that mentality. Some of them don't like American women because some of them, American women may run their mouth too much or may not play stupid. So these men that want power, that's all. It's someone wants to basically to belittle somebody else, to demean somebody else, to hold somebody else back, to put somebody else through suffering so they can have enjoyment, so they can benefit. It's crazy. You don't do nothing for anybody without getting some benefit in return. Because, look, if someone does something for me and I only benefit out of what someone does for me, then I'm taking advantage of them. That's just how it is. That's how dictators do. There is no balance, and there is no compromise. So you got to look at the mentality of this man. And it also shows that when things in our society, that comes up in our society, we have to act on it, especially in this social crisis. But it's pitiful, and I just want to say it's multiple, ways that you can look at, trafficking. The definition you gave about trafficking, it's making, somebody do some work you know, for their benefit, and they're not getting out of it. It's just basically slavery. Now, we even say our prison system. Some people refer to that as modern-day slavery, how you got prisoners going back and forth, you know, doing commercial work. They actually do all the maintenance of the prison. Prison comes from the prisoners. They make many cabinets and many cubicles for office buildings. A lot of woodwork that the prisoners do. And people may be for violent, or most of them sometimes nonviolent crimes, especially the nonviolent crimes. And so that's a mechanism too. That's a traffic going in and out of the prison system. It's a traffic, and how we tie the money to it is because they have the prison system on the stock market. So anyone who's invest in the prison system, they want that traffic to go in and out, and actually they want that traffic to increase. And they want that slavery to increase. So, I mean, if people wake up and look at prison like that, I mean, I know we can avoid, I mean, we can avoid most situations in our lives, but try to stay out of that mechanism, out of that trafficking. So, right, human trafficking can happen in many ways, and it doesn't mean just male or female. Like you said, drug traffickers. You know, someone can send somebody, that person who's actually, I'm sorry, the person who is doing the trafficking, they are always in control. They want control, and they don't give a fuck about the other person. You give somebody some dope and you send them, yeah, go. He got tons of dope. If you don't come back or you get caught, he doesn't care about you. He has more. He doesn't care about the person, you know. So it's sad. It's pitiful. So that's all I basically wanted to say in general.
Now, that was well said. That was well said. Anybody else want to chime in yet, or you guys want me to read the article that deals directly with the African American community? I'll hop into that one, because that one is interesting as well. And this one says that the faces of the forgotten is what it's called. And it talks about the heartbreaking plight of the 64,000 black women missing across America, you know, as the country turns a blind eye. It says a renewed campaign to highlight hundreds of missing African-American women has been launched amid ongoing criticism that less attention is given to their cases by authorities and the media. According to the National Crime Information Center, nearly 40% of those who have disappeared, often in suspicious circumstances, are black. However, critics allege that public attention mainly focuses on women of other persuasions who have vanished. This particular article is part of the Daily Mail, I think is what the what it's called. And it also says that according to the Black and Missing Foundation, most women disappear in the states of New York, Georgia, North Carolina, Maryland, and Florida. A total of 273,985 minorities were reported missing in the United States out of 692,944 for all races as of December 2010. The foundation has teamed up with a TV network to make a series, Find Our Missing, telling the stories behind the women's disappearances. The nonprofit organization was formed in 2008 to draw attention to cases and keep pressure on authorities. When leads and information dried up, the Black and Missing Foundation told Mail Online there are a number of reasons as to why the cases of missing black women are largely forgotten. They say that firstly, the organization points out that there is often a lack of diversity in the newsrooms, meaning the African-American community is not properly reflected in coverage. Another key reason is that missing persons from a lower economic status are often associated with some sort of crime, criminal activity. Behind the hundreds of cases are painful details sketched out by families left wondering what has become of their loved ones. Many women have been missing for decades. In two incidents at the end of the last year, a chilling connection was made between two missing women 500 miles apart, discovered in part because of the attention charities brought to their cases. Phoenix Colden, 23, of St. Louis, Missouri, went missing on December 18th, while Stacy English, 36, vanished in Atlanta, Georgia, on Christmas Day 2011. It also shows a big chart that breaks down everything in the FBI database system. It also says that the cars of both women were abandoned with the engine running and the key in the ignition. And in both cases, the cars were impounded, a fact that police in both cities did not realize until several days into the investigation. Ms. Colden's mother, Godia Colden, said at the time that the fact that both women were African-American had not gone unnoticed. A separate nonprofit group, Black and Missing but Not Forgotten, had also picked up on the cases. There were other heartbreaking cases where years have passed without any clues to where the women have gone, leaving anguished families with little hope of any closure. Ashani Carlin Creighton, who would now be 19, was last seen by her mother in Orlando, Florida, after being initially abducted by her grandparents, Ernest S. Jackson and Kaya Jackson, in 1998. The grandparents were taken into custody in 2000. Ms. Creighton is feared dead, but what happened to the teenager is still unknown. In the case of Sharon Davis, now 61, who has been missing for 11 years, she was last seen at 7 a.m. on June 13th after being dropped off by her daughter in a Dallas parking lot. She has said that she was going home to change her clothes for a meeting, but her van was later found abandoned. The vehicle had a broken window and was wiped clean of fingerprints. Her two children allege that Mrs. Davis' husband may know more about her disappearance, as she had filed for a divorce 2 days before she was last seen. And Natalie Wilson, co-founder of the Black and Missing Foundation, told ABC, "When we hear the term missing persons, most people conjure up images of Chandra Levy, Kaylee Anthony, or Natalie Holloway. As a result, the public is misled in believing that victims of abductions and kidnappings are all blonde, blue-eyed, and female." Still out there is Chandel McClaw, 35, who was last seen on October 1st in Lithonia, Georgia. Her family fear her life is in danger. And Sharon Davis vanished in 2001 after her van was found abandoned in that Dallas parking lot. Ms. Wilson also added that it is time for all people, regardless of race, to be treated equally in their times of greatest need. The Black and Missing Foundation was set up by a former law enforcement officer and a public relations expert to support families and raise awareness of those who have disappeared. It also offers tips on personal safety. And they also said that they have a new series, Find Our Missing, which begins on TV One, on the TV One network. So that particular story deals directly and is connected to the Black community specifically. I want to know what thoughts are on the data.
You know,
first time I heard that data. Thanks, bro.
You know, I've heard this many times in the past. And what's the numbers that you say make up this? Some 60-some-odd thousand. I think you said.
Yeah. What was the rate? Yeah. Is that total?
Mike, I ain't asking you. I'm asking the host.
I'm asking them too. He said 200 some thousand of those states. Is that Toyota?
What did you say,
total to date, or is that per year? What is the rate of that statistic?
Yeah,
is that total to date.
Well, this is it dates all the way back to 2010, and it's 273,985 individuals.
Here's the point. That has nothing to do.
American.
That has nothing to do with modern day slavery, as you have in your title. There's no such thing as modern day slavery going on in the United States. And why is it that if you got 200 some odd thousand missing persons here in the United States, why is the United States over in Nigeria trying to assist them in finding 200 girls if you can't find 200,000 in your own country? That question needs to be asked.
I want to say something.
To associate these missing people, some of them are coming up missing for various reasons. Some of the reasons are based on their own recordances, disputes with their husbands, boyfriends, and so on and so on. And then some of them may be, like you say, snatched up. But where in the world would they be used that is slavery? In the United States, there is enough. And you know the other issue you was talking about, providing funds for illegal kids. Hell no, those kids need to be sent back where they came from. Let their own country handle them. You got black children in Chicago standing on the street with posters and signs asking the question, how is it are they being denied the attention that they deserve, being that they are a U.S. citizen, and you want to funnel money to non illegals, in this case, these kids that's being sent up here, traveling all through Mexico, thousands of miles, under the pretense that they're coming from a war-torn country. There's no wars going on in Honduras or Ecuador. Give them a Happy Meal, give them a carton of chocolate milk, and send their butts back down to where they came from.
Awesome. I did want to, and I appreciate what you just said too, P. Yankee.
But,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, and P. Yankee, you're not my father. Don't yell at me, bro. Especially when we're not.
Brother, I don't need
man.
You to tell me to do anything. The host of this show runs
okay,
this show.
Okay. Well, you guess what? If you're not going to respect me, then I'm not going to respect you. Just let him.
And when
say
have
that,
you?
Let me make my comments. Let me make my comments. Well,
that's
first
what you
should
have been done, just calling out my name.
But first of all, Cloud Nation, I want to talk to you because I want to get some information. I know you said that those numbers that you're giving comes from 2010, so that when those numbers were recorded. And you named, five or six states, and you gave a total of over 200-some thousand people missing. I'm asking you, is that per year or that's total? Total since
that was a total.
Since the time we were recording missing persons up to 2010, is that the total for all the years collectively, or is that per year? Are we missing 200 some thousand black women or black men per year?
Well, this particular data was starting from 2010 all the way to 2012 is when it stopped. So the article, this particular article was written on January 18th of 2012. So it was, so they have the entire amount of information from 2010 to 2012. So we haven't even scratched the surface on what's going on in 2014.
Right. So you're saying in a 2-year period, over 200,000 people in those five states, black African-Americans were missing.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, I just want to get a clear picture, clear understanding of what you're saying. Well, first of all, let's talk about something. You bring up a very good point in the African community. Look at the numbers. There's many times in the inner city you would hear a helicopter – going around, you know, flying low around, just saying, have you heard or seen this girl or this, you know, boy? A lot of times in the city. And, you know, it makes you think. And look at the media, national media. You hardly hear them talking about black girls and boys missing. Because you're given a statewide and a geographical location. It's supposed to be on the national media, also. And then how many, I mean, how much attention do we get on the local stations? So, I mean, there is a bias there. But it shows that, you know, a lot of people in the foster care, and this bill is talking about foster care. I agree. There's many, you know, a lot of foster care issues affect the African-American community. And it needs to be a focus on that because a lot of these, evidently with the data, with the counseling, it shows that a lot of people who are slaves or being treated like slaves, and, you know, in slave trafficking, they come from foster homes. So that's why, it's a reason why they're focusing on it. And, you know, about considering what they should be doing about Chicago, I agree with that. I agree with that point. But us as a black community need to have agenda and force them to do something. Remember, once again, when we have crisis in our community, they can set aside money and plans and resources to do it. We're seeing it in this situation. This is going to affect the black community, and you know, in some sense.
Awesome. And I did want to also respond to what Pianki was saying regarding the title of the show. And the title of the show is based off of an article that, like the previous show that we got. And what we did was we wanted to start, you know, looking at it, human trafficking as a whole, you know, and not just minimize one portion, but we wanted to see how people were impacted by human trafficking in general. But we also wanted to touch on the specifics of those things that are connected to slave labor. And my next couple articles, but this one specifically definitely touches on, as the first one, the very, very first article did, on slave labor portion and the human trafficking being considered modern-day slavery portion.
And, you know, there is mechanisms in this that's already set up in municipalities and cities to deal with children and also people that are missing. It's called Yellow Alert. You have notification that goes out over the radio, notification that goes out over your TV station, cable networks, and also even your cell phone, if you install that particular app on your phone.
Well, what we're saying, the Amber Alert is not working, and we still, as a community, need to sign legislation. I mean, it's a reason why they're doing this.
Amber,
because we're still having this crisis.
Amber Alert is working
but we're still having a problem. I understand that. It has worked, but we're talking about the overall, you know, we're looking at everything.
Absolutely.
So whatever legislature is talking about including more money to address this problem, you know, I don't know. But I say one thing, I'm not for applying any more money or any money at all other than what's necessary to give them kids on these buses a Happy Meal and a bottle of water and send them back where they came from.
Well,
understandable. I hear what you're saying.
Everything is situational
in
politics, right? But we, like you said, these children did not ask to come over here. When they came over here, they were, you know, probably tortured in ways, you know, that we don't want to be tortured. And when I guess the country finds them, I don't, you know, they may deport them, but before you deport them, make sure you can set something up for them because they didn't ask to come over here. You know, maybe they may do an investigation. Who did this to you? It may be with this bill. It may be some law enforcement that's going to take initiative. I haven't read the bill, but you know, it just shows that you know it does need to be, you know, taken care of. So, I'm quite sure it's going to be many agencies that's going to be involved.
Makes sense to me. And what I was going to do is talk about the most recent incident, which is this was reported actually on CNN. It actually got a little bit of attention. And I'm not sure if you guys came across this particular one, but this is the theme park employee who was caught in a sex sting with child porn and so on. So, you know, just days after getting arrested in a child sex sting, Robert Kingsler is a long way from his beloved job at Walt Disney World. Inside his rented house in the suburban Orlando neighborhood filled with children, he sits in a folded chair in a nearly empty room, wires dangling in the corner where his computer used to be connected. Now, he can't be online or near children. And he says that his life is ruined, he told CNN in an interview at his home. Said that his family's life is ruined, his kids' life is ruined. He's devastated his parents because of his bad judgment. The 49-year-old says that he's one of at least 35 Disney employees who were arrested and used for the use of sex crimes, including involving children, trying to meet a minor for sex or for possession of child pornography, according to a six-month CNN investigation that examined police and court records and interviewed law enforcement officials and some of the men who have been arrested. So five Universal Studios employees and two employees from SeaWorld have also been arrested. So far, a total of 32 have been convicted, remaining cases pending. Two cases which were for possession of child pornography occurred on Disney property, according to the police reports. And none of the cases involved children or teenagers visiting the parks. Kingsler, a service manager who oversaw rides, repairs at the Magic Kingdom, has pleaded not guilty to soliciting a child for sexual acts and traveling to meet a minor for unlawful sexual activity. He said he thought he was going to meet a 14-year-old girl for sex at a house set up by detectives from Lake County, Florida, Sheriff's Office, according to police records. Instead, when he showed up at the house, he was met by detectives. He also told CNN he was just trying to protect the girl. Him planned to call authorities when he showed up at the house. He said his family is standing by him. They love me, he says. My kids know me, and they know how much I care for kids. They know that their dad is not somebody that will go out and hurt a young child. They know their dad is somebody that will go out and protect the young child at any cost. Other Disney employees caught up in the police stings and child porn cases included security guards, a costumer, a VIP tour guide in training, a gift shop employee, and maintenance workers, according to the police and court records. Wherever you find children, you'll find sexual predators that want to be there, Police County Sheriff Grady Judd said. And in the last sting that ended in July, two Disney employees and an employee at Universal Studios were among those arrested by Polk County Sheriff's detectives. One of those arrested was 40-year-old Alan Treister, a concierge at Disney Animal Kingdom Lodge, who used to work at Disney's popular toy store ride. The police report said he advertised himself online as Big Teddy Bear for younger chaser. Detectives arrested Treister after he showed up at a house to meet someone police said he thought was a 14-year-old boy hoping to fulfill a fantasy, according to his text messages. Treister was actually communicating with an undercover detective. He has pled not guilty. During the videotape interrogation with detectives, Treister confessed to having sex with a teenage boy he met online 3.5 weeks before his arrest. He said he drove to Georgia to meet the boy at his house, then took him to a hotel where they had sex, according to the interrogation video. The undercover detective asked Treister, okay, and when did you find out how old he was? Honestly, I found out before I met him. But you know, Treister said, so you still went for that, to have sex with him, knowing he was 15 years old, the detective asked. Yes, Treister said. Treister did not return calls from CNN. He was one of 4 Disney employees and 1 Universal employee arrested in sex stings or in child porn cases from June 10th to July 1st. So this, you know, this particular article, it goes on and on and on, isolating each specific individual in the numerous amounts and accounts of people who were doing everything from having sex to even a group towards the end of the article that were actually prostituting a few young people. So I mean, this what stands out about this particular case is that these individuals are all connected to theme parks and places where, you know, places where children frequent on a consistent basis. And so, oh, and new caller, your mic is open as well, just letting you know, which that to me is quite amazing. So I'll let you guys chime in if you want to chime in about just the little bit of information that was read there.
I was an honorable discharge, and guess what? That does not say anything else about me about what I'm saying. But, Glenn, can I explain?
What was that? Play that again.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No, let him play it again. No, let him play it again.
I didn't mute him. I didn't mute him. He muted himself. I didn't, you know,
wow, you know what? You know, they came on your show to do this. We're talking dialogues and topics, bro. You see how they doing? What you going to do about that combination?
Yeah,
there's only 2 people going to do it. I mean, what are you going to allow it to happen? Bar them from the show. Mr. Solution, I mean, I'm sorry, Mr. Mr. Art barred people from the show. They just came on your show and they disrupted. You need to lay down the law. Erg would not have it. Bar people
him.
From the fucking show. And I'll email you. There's only 2 people that can do it. Bar from
honestly,
the show.
I was an honorable discharge, and guess what? That does not say anything else about me about what I'm saying. But, Glennon, can I explain
you're
what he's talking about, Glennon?
Walking around saying, sure.
Okay, now I figured out which number it was. Now I had to figure out what number it was, but okay.
Okay,
so,
they're trying to say
I didn't hear what was happening. Yeah,
right.
I didn't hear
they're
what
trying
happened.
To, well, what, do you want me to explain since it's on the show? They're trying to explain that I said I had a dishonorable discharge. That tape does not say I have a dishonorable discharge. For you to play the tape, you have to play back the contents of what I'm saying. They don't know what they're trying to do. Listen to me. For them to come on this show, when we talk about a listen to me. Watch Cloud Nation. Watch how grown men and women are. When you have your topic-oriented show that we're talking about topics, right, slave trafficking, right, they're coming on trying to personally attack me when my personal life is never the topic of the show.
I never say that their personal life is a topic of the show. Never. Always stay on topic. So these are psychotic people. Psychotic people. So, if you're going to go in and entertain them, go and let them entertain them, but they don't mean no harm. These people are mad that they're not smarter than anybody. See, when you come along, Cloud, and this is the problem with the people, when you come and you think you're smarter than someone, and when they prove you're dumbass wrong, you're hurt because you put yourself in this image that you're so smarter and so brighter, and someone just diminished your ass, right? So that's why it's harmful. So this is what you're getting now. You had somebody bet me $10,000 on a civics question. Pianki said last night that we need to teach our people more civics. Or I heard someone says more civics, and it helped you get out across in this world. Couldn't handle a civics question. Bet me $10,000 and mad because he lost. It's pitiful. For you to say that, you can't even talk politics. You got to at least know the three branches of government. Do we need to go back to high school? So when someone broadcasts, and I'm going to say again, I have to challenge myself, these people are mad. Another one that's doing it, that probably played the tape, asking me high-level technology questions. I'm answering every question on the dime. You got to at least make like $94,000 to $93,000 a year to answer these questions. I ask him a $40,000 question. Technology wouldn't answer it. I don't have to prove myself to these people. These people are mad. It's a personal thing, and when they play that or try to play that, they're trying to go ahead and personally attack my personal life, which they don't know, right? And I beat them at their own game. So I'm the one laughing. So when you see people, this is a daytime show. We don't have that here. They're trying to bring something else on another from another show to here. Notice every time I talk about a topic, what they focus on me, never about what I say. I say a lot of controversial things, and you can challenge what I say. But look what they do, bro. So you're going to have to stand for something. If this is going to be about a black politics show, and some of these people that actually played that tape, they say that these shows don't help nobody. Who cares about BTR? But they're on them every day. You have to listen to these folks. They mean no good. So I'm going to keep on talking, speaking my opinions, and just challenge what the fuck I say.
Yep, understandable. And as we continue to roll on, I don't know how that we try to open up the mic to different people, and people call sometimes, and we hope that it's not going to be a troll. But sometimes the trolls do arrive, unfortunately, and so but that won't be happening. So we'll moving forward.
Do you know how to screen calls? Calls real quick. Yeah.
Clicking on that I think it's the balloon symbol, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you hit yours and then you hit theirs, and then you can screen that call, and they don't say nothing, just don't put them on. Because other people have to do these. I mean, these are professional trolls. One been at it since 96, and the other one just driving hosts crazy. And they never call and talk about a topic, Cloud. And it's sad to see that you're a young guy that's topic-oriented and they're doing this. It's pitiful. It shows who they are. And I'm sad to say that it shows that grown people can act like adolescents. And what can they – I don't know. So I ain't going nowhere. It is what it is.
The other article I wanted to read real quickly, it's super short. This one is talks about the 24% of world's cranes and rampant slave labor that they're booming, and we're actually looking at Dubai at the moment. And it says that we've all heard reports of the fantastic wealth of certain Middle Eastern countries, the five-star hotels of ultimate luxury, man-made islands with whole house estates on them, you name it. But do we really understand the scale of the growth that's going on in oil-rich kingdoms like the United Arab Emirates? Here's a fact for you. One out of every four cranes on Earth is located in Dubai. Well, technically, 24% of them. That amounts to around 30,000 cranes in an Emirate just a little bigger than Rhode Island, and in which, as of last April, almost $300 billion in construction projects were underway. But all that growth is coming at a human price. It is estimated that a full 85% of the UAE's population are foreigners, many coming from poor Southeast Asian countries like Bangladesh and Pakistan to work low-level jobs in the booming construction field. Health agencies and human rights groups have roundly denounced labor practices there, which include companies trapping workers by holding their passports and called for reforms to ameliorate what amounts in many cases to slave labor in the wealthy, sunny, booming Emirate. So that was just one of the interesting articles that I came across that deals directly with the slave labor, and it's because it's such a global phenomenon. I just felt like it's a must talk about topic, and in this particular one that I'm going to throw in here real briefly is the article that talks about the 10 things you didn't know about slavery, human trafficking, and what you can do about it. And the first one is that slavery and human trafficking can mean two different things. That's one of them. And it says that, you may know that in far-off countries like Cambodia and India, children are prime victims for sex trafficking. And you probably also know that trafficked workers are forced to toil for long hours with little or no pay to produce such everyday items as bricks and chocolate. But what you may not know is how prevalent the crime of trafficking is right here in the U.S. and just how varied the victims are. The $32 million business of modern-day slavery coerces adults and children into the sex trade or into working against their will. Trafficking cuts across gender and ethnicity, with some slaves being brought to the U.S. with false promises of a better life. Others are often vulnerable citizens who may have been abused. During National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month, they were raising awareness about these unspeakable crimes in the hopes that one day we will no longer have to. So that apparently that day is January 15th. It's National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month. I just learned that today.
Beautiful, both facts.
Didn't know about that. What were you going to say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even know I was. No, I'm sorry. I interrupted you. No, I was just saying there's just something beautiful about facts. If you know the facts, everything is funny. Life is so good. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no problem. The first one they say is that, slavery and human trafficking can mean two different things. And it states that modern-day slavery involves exploiting people often through forced labor or sex. Human trafficking is when a person is recruited, harbored, provided, or obtained for the purposes of exploitation. That's a better definition than what we had at first. Often sold as an object. Trafficking victims, two-thirds of whom are women and girls, are recruited by means of threat and are often sent into the sex trade or forced to get involved in manual and servitude work. according to the United Nations Office of Drugs and Crime. The second one is that there are more slaves around the world today than ever before in history. Now, that's scary if that's so. It says that though slavery has been banned across the globe, more than 29 million people are living in slavery, the greatest number in history. Some 15,000 people are being trafficked each year right here in the U.S. for purposes of forced labor or sexual exploitation, and they're working for you. Even in your shelves are lined with fair trade and locally produced items. There's a good chance that a number of slaves have contributed to making the food you eat, the clothes you wear, and the laptop on which you're reading this story. According to Slavery Footprint, find out how many slaves you employ by taking the Slavery Footprint quiz, and then learn how you can urge major retailers to be more transparent. The third one, because there's 10 of these, is sex trafficking victims are often treated like criminals. Trafficking laws vary from state to state, the victims often being arrested and treated like criminals, reinforcing their belief that the police can't be trusted. Advocates are calling for a uniform law, one that will allow all agencies to properly identify victims, provide rehabilitation services, and prosecute traffickers. The fourth one is that your state could be doing a lot more to put a stop to trafficking. Shared Hope, a nonprofit that works to bring justice to victims of sex trafficking, has graded each state on the way it responds to sex trafficking crimes. Find out how your state ranks and then reach out to your state representative and urge him or her to do so. The fifth one is you support trafficking when you watch porn. Yes, while some experts say watching porn with your partner can improve your relationship, it could also enable traffickers to exploit their victims, even if a porn explicitly states that all actors are over 18 and have consented to being filmed, that just may not be true. Yahoo News reported the trafficked actresses may simply be trained to look and act older. The seventh one is slaves are working at the very hotels where you vacation. Many trafficking victims are forced to work grueling hours at hotels and motels for little or no pay, and children are often exploited sexually at hotels because employees are not trained to spot such crimes. To educate hotel workers in child prostitution and trafficking has devised a training course to teach staff how to identify a victim and to properly react. Find out if your hotel has completed the course before you book the next trip, is their suggestion. The eighth one, we got two more after that. The Super Bowl is the single largest of human trafficking in the U.S. I got to say that again. The Super Bowl is the single largest incident of human trafficking in the U.S.
You know what? I think it's another form of human trafficking also. Some of these, some of these American men, some of them are Caucasian too. You know, once again, these are weird men. Cloud 9, you got to watch the mentality. They can't talk to no woman. Never, I ain't had no long relationship or nothing. I ain't never been in nothing. They're so, you know, so uppity, I guess. They go cross seas. I go get one of them Asian women. Marry them. Totally rule and dictate them once I'm going to submit. You know, have children with them. Totally lock them down a basement somewhere and seclude them. Crazy. Especially when you know a man, you know, up late at night, maybe watching his porn on, you know, people may be listening to the internet late at night. The hell? Come on. If a married man is up late at night on the internet and he's married, that means he's not in the bed with his wife. Something is wrong. Something ain't right there. So you have some of these men, millions of them, you can hear some of them when they say, I don't like black women. When you go to another country, they want and they totally abuse them. Hmm? But some of them may come back here and change like, mfumfu. Like, I would have, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, there's many ways. You'd be surprised that some of these men that are out here have some slaves at home that they went over and married, and, you know, you never hear from the woman. They totally take control of the kid, and, you know, she's just there to probably just to be a pounding on, someone to submit. It's crazy. But hopefully, you know, some of them get Americanized and come like, you know, foo-foo, you know. That's all I wanted to say.
No problem. Antoinette, your mic is open.
Hello, how are you? Hello, Alphax.
Pretty good.
Good.
Hello, how you doing? How you doing, Antoinette?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself. As you can see, I gave you a link, Cloud, and I'm trying to find another one where it has these children. It's a court case going on in Brussels right now where they have top leaders from all over the world, from different countries, that have been taking children and they've been hunting them. You know, so they
yeah,
have
I'm looking
these
at it now.
Running around. Yes, these children running around naked and they're hunting them.
Wow.
And so it is very serious when it comes to what's going on with these children, you know, which is my major concern for these children that they're sending across the border, because who's accompanying these children to make sure that they're getting here safely and they're going to be placed in safe homes?
Exactly. And I don't know if you saw it, but there was a case not long ago, because I'm looking at the one you sent. Wow, it's 168 children rescued, 281 pimps arrested, and mass sex trafficking sting. And it's, there's a lot of these going on. And there was one incident where I was reading in one of the wealthier portions of Florida where a young lady was being enslaved. And she escaped was a police officer, I think saw her or called. The police officer was called to go over there. I don't remember what the reason was, but if the police officer never showed up I don't know if they. What they saw, I forgot what they saw, but they saw something that made them call the police. The police came over, and that's where they discovered this young lady who was living in the household and was sold actually by her family into trafficking to be the maid.
Yes. You know, so where's the protection? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that was it, just to pay a debt.
Yeah, no, this is an article the article that I just gave you, that came out like a week or so after the one about the 500 children, where they're, Kevin Annette, he broke it where it involves top leaders from all over the country, even religious leaders, where it's 500 children. And, you know, so where is the, you know, people that do not
I'm
have
looking at
the
it
value
now. It
on
says,
children. That's
yeah, it
what,
says, it says a week-long operation, right? That's the one you're talking about?
No, this is what I found later, a week later. But a week before that, they were breaking, where this is already, is in court in Brussels, where these different world leaders are in court because of, you know, find out that they were taking, you know, it was 500 children that they had running around naked. And they were, it was called, I don't want to say the name wrong, but it's the, no, you can't, I'm sorry. But it's where, oh boy, I'm sorry, my son threw my thought off. I can't, I'm on it.
How are you on? It's not on.
I'm on it. Only for a minute, honey.
Get out.
No, I was talking.
Yep. I'm going to read a little bit about the article that you gave me.
Yeah, okay. But I'm sorry. It was in Brussels.
Go ahead.
And that, I'm so sorry, y'all. Forgive me. That came out a week or so later, the article that I sent you, because I was still trying to find more information. You know, I said, okay, well, if there's any truth to that, then you'll see other things. And that's when I seen that article, the second one. So I'm trying to go through everything to find it for you. I know that may not have made any sense, and please forgive me for my...
No, that made 100%. That made sense. It was this is a portion, a story that's connected to an ongoing story. Is basically
right.
What you're telling us of a huge
yes.
sex ring dealing with children.
Yes, I knew the Pope
and people of influential
and,
leaders, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Pope,
yeah.
The priest,
no
the CIA.
Shock with that, right?
And, no, I mean, it's
exactly.
Really, it's really
exactly.
Horrible. I mean, it's,
mm-hmm.
You know, and when you, you know, think about all these young children that, you know, they're popping up missing and, you know, you don't know where these children are going. What are they doing with them? So
I mean, we had a story like 5 years ago when they caught, you know, still this is the sex ring, and they were catching them. He had two teenage girls in a hotel room, ran out of the hotel, and they had people calling in and stuff like that coming over.
Yeah, well, this
you know?
One, I'm telling you, if I can find it, maybe if I just Google the story, I don't know why I can't find it. But
and the girls,
one,
they came from New Jersey. It was all in, you know, down here in Maryland.
Well, this
shit real out here.
This one is so sad. Mike, honestly and truly, they talked about how the little boys that, you know, when they would capture them, you know, when they would rape them and do whatever, you know, they wanted to do to them, they would cut off their penises and use them as trophies.
Wow, that's just
I mean, it was horrible. And it was called a fun day. European fun day, I believe. I mean, and I'm not saying that it was just, you know, Europeans involved in this because, you know, people are sick and I don't care what race you are. You know, what country or anything else. You know, we just got some sick people out here now.
Exactly.
I totally agree.
Exactly.
I totally agree.
I'm concerned, I mean, you know, they're real sick when it comes to women. You know, they talk bad. They talk bad about their mother. I heard a guy talk so bad about his mother one time. I said, I know he abused women. I said, man, I mean, is your son listening to you right now talk bad about your mother on these airwaves? Golly, I said, what? So, I mean, it's the mentality of some of these people out here. They just have this control attitude. It's sad.
Well, you know, honestly, I can go that... It's sad if they're only hurting, I mean, I hate to say that, you know, a grown woman, because my daughter, unfortunately, is grown now, but
unfortunately.
When you're hurting, yes, unfortunately, she is my
For
baby,
you.
All facts, okay?
Okay?
She is my baby, and my baby is 21 now, so yes, unfortunately. I miss the days of my little girl.
Right,
my little
we'll
girl
miss
does
them.
Not want to be a little See? Girl.
That's what Prince say. You're going to wish when they were younger, you know.
Yes, and you do.
That's what some people
but,
say.
Yeah, so, I mean, it just, when, Lord, when you just look at just what's going on today and how unsafe it is today, it's just a different story.
But that statistic, did you hear that statistic that he gave earlier?
Yes, I was listening.
That's the average of 100,000 a year, or over a little 100,000 a year. That's crazy.
Yeah, okay, but all right, I got the article. Boy, thank God for Google, huh? Wait a minute, and I'll give you the link in a second.
So, Antoinette, you think they should write a bill and fund something for this?
What's the bill going to do? What is the bill going to do?
Well,
you know, I mean, I know
can immediately stop, but is, I mean, what is made to do, hopefully.
Are you in the chat room?
No, I'm not in the chat room.
No, I was going to put the link in there for the story. Cloud, I gave you the link.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
What do you think about the bill, Cloud?
Didn't.
We never get your opinion on stuff. You just read and hear us. What's your opinion on the bill? Do you think it's going to help? Do you think it's going to... I mean, you said you were surprised about the, you know, how much it was going to cost. But what do you think, you know, overall?
I'm definitely going to get to that. I want to read this real quick, though. This is says that the European royals, killing naked children for fun at human hunting parties. This is from Before It's News is the source. And it says, taken from eyewitness testimony before the International Common Law Court of Justice in Brussels, five international judges are examining evidence of child rape, torture, murder and kidnapping allegedly done by global elite members of the Ninth Circle Satanic Child Sacrifice Cult Network. Regular Ninth Child Sacrifices were said to take place in the catacombs of Catholic cathedrals, the Vatican, on private estates and groves in government military bases in Belgium, Holland, Spain, Australia, Ireland, France, England, and the U.S. At least 34 children, child mass grave sites were identified in Ireland, Spain, and Canada and refused excavation by the respective governments, Crown of England and Catholic Church. Named as present in Ninth Circle activities were Pope Francis, former Pope Ratzinger, Anglican, United Church of Canada, and Catholic Church officials, including cardinals, members of European royalty, including Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip, officials of the Canadian, Australian, UK, and U.S. military, and governments, including the USA's CIA, plus prominent government ministers, judges, politicians, and businessmen from the U.S., Belgium, Holland, Canada, Australia, France, Ireland, and the U.K. Teens were drugged, stripped, naked, raped, hunted down in the woods, and killed by European royals, according to this week's latest eyewitness, to testify before the International Common Law Court of Justice in Brussels. The woman was the fourth eyewitness to give accounts that these human hunting parties, sounds like Purge to me, in Hunger Games, of the global elite Ninth Circle Satanic Child Sacrifice Cult Network. Wow, a former member of the Netherlands criminal drug syndicate known as Octopus, I heard of that, testified that victims are obtained for these human hunting parties from juvenile detention centers in Belgium and Holland. Now this is a pretty extensive article, but I find this quite ironic that this is happening, that this information is coming out near the Purge movie opening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's just me.
Skip the next paragraph. Go to the four eyewitnesses. Since I said it on air.
The eyewitness?
Yes, he where it says the four eyewitnesses.
Oh, and is that that's the next line?
The next paragraph, not the paragraph.
In 2004, I was in
okay,
involuntary
right
witness.
Under that.
Right under the here it is. Four eyewitnesses confirm that as children and youth, they were forced to attend human hunting parties where they and other children were raped, with some killed, and deceased boys' penises were cut off. Allegedly, there was a Dutch countryside palace where boys' penises were displayed like trophies on a wall. Some hunting parties were hosted on the grounds of Belgian Queen Beatrix Palace. Dutch therapist Toos Najahis, I might have messed that up, claimed that as a four-year-old, she was forced to witness murders of children that involved former Pope Ratzinger, a Dutch Catholic cardinal, plus the father of Netherlands, Belgium Queen Beatrix, and Bilderberg founder. Wow. Dutch Crown Prince Alfrank Bernhard, I'm sorry. He says, I saw the former Pope Joseph Ratzinger murder a little girl. Another witness confirmed. It was a French chateau, or chate, I don't know how you say that, in the fall of 1987. It was ugly, horrible, and didn't happen just once. Ratzinger and Bernhard were some of the more prominent men who took part. In Ireland, Spain, and Canada, 34 child mass grave sites were discovered and appeared linked to Ninth Circle activities. The largest was the Mohawk Indian Residential School in Bradford, Ontario. I've been hearing about children missing on the reservation as well.
Yes, and if you go to the next
directly from
to bring
some people from
to bring it somewhere
ahead,
home, you see the girl from from San Diego, California. It's the paragraph right after the next one. I mean, so it you know, really goes in detail, and you can, you know, they have different links where you can see where, you know, in Brussels where this case is going on now.
But see, you have some, I mean, people just got to realize that they're going to have to go somewhere else.
Where are they going to go?
Well,
I mean,
I'm sorry, they're going to have to go to some taboo tribes. Well, no, I'm just talking about these people that like to do these crazy things. They need to go and get one of these taboo tribes. There are some taboo tribes still in this world where their culture, where the young males have to do oral sex with the, you know, the adult males. There are some tribes that have some crazy stuff here, deep laws. But this not out in the Western civilization. So I'm just saying, if these people want to do some crazy stuff and try to, I mean, there's tribes where, you know, where the, it's just so many arranged marriages where the daughter of the family will go into this little room and a male would just walk in and have sex with her. She gets pregnant. She goes back home, and her brother takes care of her baby, not the natural father. And then, you know, he always has to be that father, you know. And then if he wants to have sex when he has a baby, so when her brother goes to have sex with another woman, he's not going to take care of that baby. So the brother always takes. So it's crazy cultures out there, man. I'm just saying, in America, we ain't having it. They need to go, these psycho people need to go and get with them tribes to do some crazy things like they do and go live in the wilderness some damn where.
Well, the only thing is, all facts, I would agree with you if it didn't involve children.
Well, no, I was just saying, I mean, you know, so we don't go and destroy the tribes now and their culture just because they do those certain acts. I mean, that's their history, culture. Of course, there's small tribes that still do that in the world. But yeah, I was just trying to, but I understand what you're saying, but
But this is something that is going on that is a global thing, that they're taking these children.
And these are some of the most intelligent people that you'll find. Some of these people are very intelligent, very smart. I mean, you know, you have some of the high scholars in science. Some of them can be the most racist motherfuckers that you ever can talk to. But, you know, most of them are not, but some of them are. So, you'd be surprised. That's why we have to educate not just on social skills. I mean, you're right. I mean, that's why we need to educate not just on education, math, science, and reading. We need education on social skills, how to treat people, how to watch out for certain people. I mean, because, you know, life is all about social. So,
so
you can have all the
book
smarts
in
the world,
That's a neighborhood thing. That's a, you know, a worldly thing. It doesn't matter whose child it is. You know, if you see or suspect that child is being sexually abused, then it's up to you to do something. Make a phone call, do something. But, you know, don't let these children have to endure this. Because no child should have to endure anything like that. You know, no child should be robbed of their innocence.
Well, I mean, in our society, when we see things like that and we want to stop it, if you want to have to stop something, you have to have enforcement.
Yeah,
so I'm saying
that's
why we're talking about the bill. Write a phone call, and then see, that's where the bill comes in at. If you have the phone call, someone's have to pick up that phone, and that's where the legislation and the money comes in at. I understand it's not going to solve everything in America with these, you know, trafficking and things of that nature, but it can have some type of, I wouldn't say it can totally, you know, prevent it from happening, but when they do get these women,
remember,
they can have
some
counseling.
Also little boys.
Boys and women. Yeah, right, exactly. These children. They can have, a safety net for them until they have a transition, because they're going to have to go through a transition stage. Some adult took them and transformed their lives. And so when you try to rescue them, you still have to have some type of process of, trying to move on. I guess they may, So it may be counselors. It may be a whole lot of things. So that's money involved. So that's why I was saying, what do y'all think about the bill?
The bill would be great. I mean, there's already things that are in place for, supposedly, for missing children and, children that, go through sexual abuse or, any type of abuse where they have counseling, they're supposed to be put in foster homes and things like that. But then when the whole foster care system, you can't even trust that, because there's children that get abused and raped and everything in them.
Right, but this bill is saying, I guess they want to try to, focus on the foster care, system too. I mean, I'm quite sure that, people know that. I mean, because the reason why they're focusing on foster care is because a lot of cases come out of foster care, because a teenager may, like you say, a foster care home may not be treating them right, may not be up to standard. And they may be getting abused there and then run out into the street, run away, and then get into the arms of somebody else. So it's,
But are some of these children running away? Or,
everything is situational. I don't know. But I just know that it's a problem in the foster care system. Children that come out of, foster care, in the foster care process. Because anything that in our society, we're going to have to pass bills and put it in writing to make initiative. So that's why legislation and laws are very important. That's the only way that we can try to change it. When these issues come up, because there are a lot of money out to, certain things.
Yeah, but it's just, unfortunate when we, when we're hearing today, 500 children that were let loose to run around naked so they can be hunted. You know, we see it's not just this country. This world has a serious problem. You know, where are they getting all these children from?
Well, I mean, people say, well, I guess they play with kids like they're toys, you know. They play them, you know, play with them like they're toys. It's crazy. I mean, it's sick. And it's sad that you have these adults that act, you know, acting worse than children. So the adults act like adolescents. The adults act like adolescents.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, this is some sick practicing. You know, this is sick practice. You know, where, you know, you're hunting children to rape and, you know, kill them or, you know, do whatever you want to do to them. You know, how about get them a doll? Let them play with a doll or something. And these are grown folks. And then some of them old folks, you know, really old folks, that you wouldn't even think sex would still be on their mind.
Exactly. And it's a modern day, it's like I said, it's a modern day purge in Hunger Games. Hunger Games, it goes to show you, like we were talking about before, that a lot of these issues are legit, you know. Like these are, you know, these cases are real life cases. When we see, when we see stuff on TV and we see some of these movies, it's quite ironic that a lot of these instances are that we can find real stories that are the exact same as the entertainment. Here we are, like I said, the Purge is going on, coming out. Hunger Games is on its second or third movie.
I understand what you're saying, but I really
them being hunted down, and they're putting their penises up, using them as trophies. That's very, very that's very alarming and disturbing at the same time, because that goes beyond what we've probably imagined in the past regarding this issue. We, you know, in the past, we may have looked at it as simply, you know, some of the stories that I read at first. But then when you start to look at it and see that there are people in positions of authority, which many of us, you know, knew it already, this is just confirmation that these influential, powerful people are really going after the babies, particularly. Out of all, you know, that in itself is
they're
going after the
children. Right.
Yeah.
Them and their king's line. They motherfuckers. Exactly. They crazy as hell, man. You know? And
it's a global issue.
You know, these are people that always like to be right. You know, no one, you know, they can't be corrected. I mean, just imagine a person like that, man. You know? They got some dark shit. But and this how they do the sweatshops too. I mean, that's may not be, well, I guess that's trafficking. When you got, you know, over in China, I guess they do theirs too. They have all those sweatshops, those kids working and things of that nature. So
you know, where children are being abused like that, you know, especially in those sweatshops, I'm like, Lord, you know, they
right,
do more
exactly.
work than what most adults do.
Right.
And that's something that's robbing them of their childhood, you know, their innocence.
I said, well, they got a billion people over there.
I'm sorry, Alfax.
No, I said, I mean, they have a billion people over there. I said, yeah, you know, one of they got all them little, you know, sweatshops with all those hundreds of thousands of people working for nothing, and we getting cheap prices because, you know, cheap products because they're not paying their people nothing. You know, they're not paying them nothing. And that's how, you know, it is what it is. And then look at the immigration over here. It undercuts us. I mean, because us as black Americans, we're not going to work for no cheap labor. Never should again.
No,
but some other people come over here, immigrants, out of cut because they're willing to work over cheap labor. See, they can take, you know, I guess, what, $7 and take it back over to Mexico. It's worth $50. Something like that. I don't know the current exchange rate, but just, you know, just give you a ballpark figure. But, yeah, it's something.
It's just terrible when, you know, we have children that are being hunted down, sexually abused, and the people on the top that's supposed to enforce law enforcement, that is supposed to be protectors of children, are the actual abusers. You know, we tell our children, you know, if there's a problem, you know, run to a police officer or, you know, things like that. I mean, so now, if you don't know the police officer, do you tell your children to run to them? I mean, you don't know who it is that you can actually trust with your children.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and you got to realize these men have a lot of these men have a lot of money. Good job.
Yeah.
When they finally catch them.
It's a shame that you're not in the chat room, because if you would read that article and then go to the other sites and everything that, you know, that's in there, where you could really see just how horrendous this really is. And then you'll see why I went and, you know, and I had to find, you know, was looking for further information, you know, because at first, when I first seen it, I was like, oh, this can't be true.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, and when I see articles like that, I'm, you know, not only it's horrifying, but I'm not gonna lie, it's horrifying, it's disturbing, it's not surprising though. It just confirms how sick and how really messed up that you know some of us are globally, you know, and that we would, do some of the things that's being done to people, not in children specifically. It's, you know, I actually got a chance to see a documentary. I think it was on Netflix called it was dealing with pedophilia, and.
Mm-hmm.
It talked about the history of pedophilia and how it was a norm in Rome and Greece historically.
Yeah.
And that it was considered a normal thing. It was as normal as drinking water. And, you know, over time, you know, it changed and became considered illegal. And so when you look at some of the problems that were natural in some cultures, it's, you know, and to this day you see people marrying, you know, kids 9 years old, 7 years old. And so this, in the various forms of pedophilia and how they broke it down, the therapist, they broke it down in different types. And many of these people don't consider this way of thinking a problem. They think it's a norm, you know, and they don't see what's wrong with it. You know, when you hear some of the people who talk about this condition, as they call it, because
now they made it an illness.
Yeah, they justify it. And some of the pedophiles, they like both. Some of them like kids and adults. So that's how some people are conflicted and are thrown off by their practices, because they say, well, you know, this guy
or this woman.
Right.
You know, they're married. They're married. They're in a relationship. They're powerful. Why would they, you know, there's no way they're messing with a child. But then, you know, you look at the studies, case studies of people who, you know, who are pedophiles in the diversity of types of pedophiles, you get a chance to see that this is there's a huge population of them. And with articles like what we just read, thank you know, and I got to thank Antoinette for bringing this one because this was some heavy stuff. That was some heavy. Those were some heavy links. They started to identify the influential and powerful people who are in this position, who are also connected to human trafficking, which makes it easier to start to figure out why human trafficking.
They marry these women. They go to foreign countries.
Yeah.
They go to foreign countries.
Can we do something, y'all? Let's stop giving it a pretty name. Pedophilia is just making it a pretty name. Call it what it is. Child rapist. Pedophilia is just dressing it up. It makes it sound, makes it sound good. It takes the edge off of it. They're rapists.
Yeah.
They are child rapists.
And some of them are
right.
And another part of human trafficking, I know we're talking about the children also, but they'll go over across seas and get these little adults too and marry them and bring them over to America and, you know, and just treat them like shit. You know, keep them from the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
Pitiful. Treat them like slaves.
Yeah, but you know, that's where, you know, it comes to the words, you know, that, you know, don't make it pretty because it's not a pretty act. You know, you're destroying a child's life and their bodies. So, you know, I just can't say, you know, see. You
well,
know,
I was
giving it a pretty name.
CNN,
I know you wasn't doing that. I know you wasn't doing that. I'm just saying this is what the norm of today is. You know, that they call it pedophilia where, just call it what it is.
Well, the reason why I was watching the CNN, and this is when all the Catholic priests, you know, that scandal was coming out, and they had two Catholic men, and the Catholic man says, I know I will always have a sense of feeling love, getting attracted to kids. They're saying that these people, it ain't coming out of them. That's what, I mean, you may want to have a show about that. When people got this stuff, it ain't coming out of them. It's like they have this urge. They get it. And I say, hold up. No, I mean, something ain't right. But that's what that man said. So if they're saying it themselves, that they're always going to have this urge of little kids, where they call it, quote, unquote, pedophilia, so I guess they label that. So what the fuck we do, Antoinette?
Well,
what we do,
you know,
Cloud?
If you go to, and I'm trying to, I know it's in with like the Vatican Papers and things like that. Now, maybe something that you may have to do a Google search on, but in different religions, it is acceptable to have sex with a child up until they're 6 years old. And then there was, I can't remember the exact name. I believe it begins with a K. And it's on YouTube where he was doing a study where they were having sex with babies that were just born, coming out the mother's womb, and saying that when a child cries and stuff like that, a baby, that they were having orgasms. I mean, these are some sick people.
Wow. Yeah, well, we got to do a part two of this and really get more into the some of the more influential people and talk and really start to get some of these heavier links. So I'm going to actually.
We're
going to
research those wives too, and I may be short tomorrow, but I'm going to do some research on how guys go and get these mail order brides. That's still trafficking. You ever heard that terminology?
Yes, sir.
I want to get into that. I mean, with these high scholars over here, they go over there and get these mail order brides and bring them over here and then, you know, put them in a dungeon, have kids and everything. So, that's something that we can talk about, bro.
Yeah.
So you guys got any closing remarks?
Great show, man. I just want to say, Cloud, everyone's listening. Facts on my side. I got a smile. Take it easy. Look, good conversation, but I'm going to bring some facts. I may not stay all show tomorrow, but hey, good show, man. And look, nice topic-oriented show. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Mike, please Google human trafficking. Wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. European rules killing naked children for fun.
Oh, okay. I can't forget that.
Yeah, I mean, please don't. And I mean, as I'm telling you, when you read that and then you can, they have, a video. I didn't look at the video, so I'm telling you now, I don't know what's in the video. But, you can even see where, it's in the court in Brussels.
Mm-hmm.
And Brussels, where it's in court now. In the International Common Court. Where this is, so you can see where this is going on. So please, Google that. And now you see the reason why I gave the first link about the children that were being, how the children with the pimps and stuff like that, because I was trying to find something that was going to line up. After I read this article, I said, okay, well, it should be, if I hear more things, then I can almost tie it in with this.
Mm. All right. All right. Everyone, you have a nice one.
Thank you.
And you have a nice
too.
One, too. You have a nice one, too, Ted and Howard.
You, too.
Take it easy.
You, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
You, too. All right. All facts.
Well, it was a good show. What I caught of it, Cloud. You're doing a wonderful job.
I'm trying. I got big shoes to try to attempt to fill. I know I still can't hold a candle to the head. Him machismo, but I'm trying to do a good, the best job possible and to hold the ship until the captain comes back.
Well, you're doing a wonderful job, and you're keeping it going. So you're doing good. You're doing very good. And I know he's going to be very proud of you, very happy.
I appreciate it.
And you're doing well. Okay, well, my son is back in again, so I'm going to go and see what is he pressing for. Okay, well, when you have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, oh man, it was a great, great show yet again because of all of you guys who called in and have been listening. Love and hugs to everyone who participated, everyone who chimed in, everyone who was in the on the phone line, in the chat room, all you subscribers and archivers of the show. We couldn't do it without you guys. Thank you. We celebrate you guys because without you guys, none of this would be possible. Remember to come back and tune in tomorrow, same time, same VTR channel. Enjoy the remainder of your day. Hope to see you back. We'll see you here again Friday for part two. The modern-day Hunger Games, human trafficking. We're going to talk about that here. So that's it. Show's over. Close the curtains. Exit the building. Another chapter in the book. Until next time, don't forget to be awesome.